Blog Talk Radio.
Look, forget about all that other junk. This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. Think about it. And then start shouting. before you really need it. He knows how to move you. He knows how to take you around the enemy. He knows how to hide you in the comfort of his arms. You'll have peace that passes understanding. You'll have joy like a river ever flowing. This battle is not yours. No. Tell the devil.
Quick announcements, ladies and gentlemen. We want to make sure before this next song, the number 347-843-4559, the call-in number. We want you to tweet it out. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all points north, ladies and gentlemen, on social media. The call-in number 347-843-4559. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep it moving, and Dr. Henderson will be coming up right after this song. God bless you. Harper, Dr. Dolores Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us one more time. That call-in number, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number, 347-843-4559, where you can be a part of Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise and the woman of God. And Dr. Henderson is coming right up in a few seconds.
Blessings to you in the name of the Lord our God. Want to say blessings, and am reminded of this wonderful 4th of July holiday week. So I'm not going to keep you guys long. Just want to come to you and give you a brief word that the Lord placed on my heart this week. And before I get into the word, for those who are joining us for the first time, I want to thank you for coming on to Straight to the Point. If you do not know who we are, Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ. We are here for you. We are here for the nations. We are here for the government. We are here for your family. We are here for the church every single Monday night on 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559, to bring you a rhema word, to bring you the word straight from the throne room of God, to give it to you according to how God wants you to have it. For those of you who have been waiting for a word from the Lord, some of you have been in distress, some of you have been going through some trials, you've been going up against some battles, I come to tell you that the Lord is here to give you your word on tonight, to help deliver you from the hand of your enemy. And who is your enemy? I don't know. Whatever you're going through, an enemy could be the bill collector. The enemy could be something going on in a job. Your enemy could be, guess what, even something that you're fighting within you. Amen. We could be fighting something within ourselves, which is stopping us from moving forward and obtaining the purpose and the plan and walking in the purpose that God has for us and obtaining a promise that he has for us. So the enemy could be within you, the fight within yourself, the fight within, you know, humbling yourself and submitting yourself to the will of God for your life, submitting under the mighty hand of God. So you could be fighting against your promise. You could be fighting and kicking against the prick. So, you know, we come to let any enemy, whoever the enemy is, the enemy could be a foe, the enemy could be an oppressor, the enemy could be someone that's been deceiving you, manipulating you, but we come to let them know that they got, that whatever that enemy is on tonight, we serve and notice that when we cry out to the Lord our God, he comes through for us, and he comes mighty, and he comes mighty in battle. So whatever you're going through on tonight, you just need to shout. You need to open up your mouth and declare and decree that no more will I allow an enemy to come up against me any longer and oppress me and suppress me. And even if the enemy is within me, I will command my flesh to die, and I will command my spirit to rise up and walk in the fullness of God. Amen. And so we got an awesome word again for you on tonight, and I'm just so excited that you guys have decided to join in with me, tune in with me on tonight to hear the word. The title of the word is "Don't Make Me Cry," and a lot of you know that I wrote a book, "When a Prophet Cries, Something Happens," and so you know in that book I outlined some of the things that has been a prophet, some of the things that prophets go through, prophets have to endure. But one thing for sure, God got their back. You know, remember what Jesus said to Peter. He said, "Peter, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth, I'm going to bind it in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth, Peter, I'm going to loose it in heaven." Meaning that I got your back. You're not in this situation alone. Well, I don't know what you're going through on tonight, but whatever that giant is in your life, I want you to know that all you got to do is cry out to God, and he will come forth and slay your giant. Your giant may be a sickness on tonight. Your giant may be children acting up. Your giant may be debt on tonight. Your giant may be folk acting up in the church, people acting up on a job. Your giant may even be, like I said before, the old man trying to rise up and stop you from being purposeful, to stop you from being prosperous, to stop you from being plentiful and multiplying and enjoying the fruits of the new man, of your labor. And so we come to do battle on tonight to let the enemy know if he's battling you within to let you go in the name of Jesus. We come to do battle on tonight like the welling woman. God says, sit forth the welling woman. That means the woman that knows how to cry, the woman that knows how to pray, the woman that knows how to fast, and the woman who knows how to get a prayer through to get my attention. Hallelujah. It's something about when a woman cries. It's something about when the people of God and the righteous cry out to God that it touches his heart and God come and see about his people. So, amen. Yes, God comes to see about his people. In their need, in their desire. You know, a lot of times people think that when somebody cries, that's a sign of weakness. But I come to serve the devil. Notice, that's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength. And that's why the enemy don't want you to cry. He wants you to walk in pride. He wants a lot of us to walk in pride. He wants a lot of us to walk in with the spirit of Leviathan, which is the father of pride, around our necks, acting like that nothing don't hurt us, nothing ain't wrong, that we don't go through nothing. But don't you know that when you cry, that your crying is an indication to God that he can be your father, that he could come down from the throne and work on your behalf, and that it lets them know that you need him. It lets them know that you can't live without him, that you can't do it without him. And he loves to come down and see about his people. He loves to intervene. He loves to let you know that he is your father. My God, he loves to let you know that he is your father. And what a father, a good father, supposed to do, an excellent father, a good father, a present father, what's supposed to do is to protect his children. And so that's what God does. He doesn't just sit on a throne and just, you know, people think that God just sitting on a throne and not caring about his people, but the devil is a liar. He cares for you. He cares for his people. He cares about your hurt. He cares about your pain. He cares about what you go through. He cares about the trials that you have to face. He cares about you. And he just waiting for a lot of you to cry out to him, because when you cry, my God, something happens. I talk about it all the time in my book. When a prophet cries, something happens, especially his prophets, especially his servants. My God, when you cry out to the Lord, he comes, and he comes hard. He comes to see about his people. You know, I'm reminded of, and I'm going into my message. I'm just going right in because I'm not going to keep you guys long. I'm reminded of God's response when Elijah cried out to him, and God just said, you know what? When you cry, I'm just going to respond, meaning that I'm not going to ask you what's the matter. I already know what's the matter. I'm just going to perform the act so you can know that I'm God and I'm God all by myself. I'm just going to perform the act so that you would know that I see you, that you would know that I have not forsaken you. Amen. And so Elijah cried out, and God revived the dead child. Jehoshaphat cried out, and God delivered him from death. Hezekiah cried out, and God gave him victory. Blind Bartimaeus, he cried out, and God restored his sight. The disciples who were on the boat and got afraid because they started seeing the boat started rocking, they cried out, and Jesus commanded the storm to be calm. I don't know what you're going through tonight, but I know that you're going through a storm. I feel it in my spirit. I've been feeling it all day. I've been feeling it all weekend, and I've been feeling it. And God just simply told me to speak out and to intervene on your behalf and look and speak to the enemy and let the devil know, don't make me cry. You know my father. He whipped your tail one time and he'll do it again. Sometimes you have to let the devil know that enough is enough. You got to let them know, look, get your hands off my children. Get your hands off my finances. Get your hands off my mind, because, you know, my mind, God has given me peace, a peace that surpasses all my understanding, that will keep my heart and it will keep my mind in and through Christ Jesus. So you got to be able to tell the devil, wait a minute, now the last time you made me cry, you know what happened. Amen. And so you have to be able to say, don't make me cry. Don't make me cry, because when I cry out to God, atmosphere started changing. Stop shifting around. God comes down, and you, before you know it, you start seeing and hearing about earthquakes. You start hearing about catastrophes. You start hearing about all kinds of stuff that's going on, because that's God letting you know, don't touch not my anointed. Don't touch my prophet. Don't touch my anointed. Don't touch my servants. Do them no harm. They belong to me. They're my children. Amen. Glory to God. And so we got to know that we have a Father who will fight our battles. We got to know that if we stand still, that he will fight the battle. That if we stand still, and I'm not talking about just sitting down, standing still meaning that pray, cry out to him, cry loud to our God. Let him know, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you to fight this battle. Amen. Let him know that, God, I'm giving it to you. God, I'm giving it to you. This is too much for me to bear, because he knows how much you can bear. Amen. He knows what you can bear. He knows how long that you can take this thing. You can carry this load. So sometimes you have to just give it to God, and a lot of times we be trying to bear it. Because somehow in our mind, the enemy starts talking to you, saying, oh, you weak. Why you got to give it to God? He gave you this. He gave you that. No, the devil is a liar. We're not fighting this battle alone. This is not, we're not in it by ourselves. And I teach this in spiritual warfare class, how we got help. Hallelujah. God has given us help. We got tools to win this battle. A lot of us feel like we're in the battle alone, but the battle really don't even belong to us. It belongs to God, and God has given us tools so that we could win this battle. And as a Christian, we should never be on the defense. We should always be on the offense and utilize the tools that he has given us. And guess what? He has given himself. He has given his angels. He has given his name. He has given his blood. He has given us the Holy Spirit. All of these things as tools to use against the enemy, any enemy that we find ourselves up against. What I mean by, he's given us his name. He said that there's no name greater than my name, which is the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. All you got to do is speak the name of Jesus, and it will command that demon, whatever that devil is, whatever that demon is, whatever it is that's coming up against you, when you plead the name of Jesus, it got to bow to the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And he said, I've given you my blood, meaning that I hung bled and died on a cross for you so that you would have everlasting life. I hung bled on the cross. My blood ripped through the cross so that you would be healed. He said, by my stripes, you are healed. He said, I hung bled on that cross so you can have peace. He said, peace I give unto you. Hallelujah. He said, I hung bled on that cross so you would not be in debt. He said that I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He said, I hung bled on that cross so your children will be saved, so your family members will be saved. He said that my hand is not too short that it cannot save, neither my ear too dull that it cannot hear. He said, I hung bled. Who do I speak at? I hung bled on the cross so that you will win every battle. And I want you to know that You're not in it alone. He said, so I gave you the blood. He said, all you got to do is plead the blood of Jesus. See, demons and witches and warlocks are afraid when you declare the blood of Jesus. That's why people don't even be singing that no more. They don't even realize that it's power in the blood. All this power in the blood of Jesus. When we begin to use our weapons, hallelujah, our weapons of warfare, we begin to see things shift. We will begin to use our weapons. We will find ourselves in the offense more than the defense. And when you walk in the offense, that means that your enemy is running. That means that you got your enemy running, and your enemy don't got you running. Hallelujah. When you know to use the name of Jesus, when you know to apply the blood of Jesus, don't forget your war angels. He said, I've given you war angels to go and war on your behalf. All you have to do is say, Lord God, release my war angels. Your war angels are ready to help you, ready to help you defeat every giant, ready to help you defeat every disappointment, ready to help you to defeat, my God, everything that's trying to come up against you. Because, see, your war angels know. lot of weapons. And so God said, call on your war angels tonight. I double these daggers tonight. So wherever you at, wherever you're going through, for you to reach out, that you will cry out and say, God, release my war angels to war on my behalf. Hallelujah. And then he said, not only that, I've given you a guardian angel. That means that I've given and assigned each one of you a guardian angel to guide you. Hallelujah, to protect you. A lot of you don't even realize that right now, even as I'm speaking, my guardian angel is right there watching me. Even as you're listening, your guardian angel is watching you. Your guardian angel is watching you and seeing what you're doing and protecting you and shielding you from the demonic spirits from trying to kill you even right now as I'm talking. You got to realize and know your weapons. Utilize your guardian angel and say, guardian angel, be a fence all around me, guardian angel, whatever. And when you rise up in the morning, you got to say, guardian angel, I want you to go before me. Guardian angel, I want you to, any catastrophe that would try to come my way, any incident or accident, I want you. I want you, guardian angel. I want you to defeat it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm excited about, yes, I'm excited about the guardian angel. And then we have my God. He said, I send you the Holy Spirit to teach you all things. We have the Holy Spirit, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to live right, power to do right, power. So all we got to do is say, Holy Spirit, rise up in me and let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. So when the devil comes and try to put things in your mind, to try to make you think God ain't going to show up, to try to make you think you lost the battle, to try to make you think it ain't going to work out, to try to make you think that God ain't said, to try to make you think that God ain't going to come forth for you, to try to make you think that God lied, the Holy Spirit will remind you. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will remind you of all things. The Holy Spirit will remind you of the word that says, this mind being you, that was also in Christ Jesus, that says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. The Holy Spirit will remind you that Jesus, that God, he counts your tears. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry out because he's counting your tears. He's counting them, remembering, my God, understanding your sorrow. You, some of you are crying out because you're fatherless. Some of you are crying out because you are widows. Don't you know that God loves the widows, and that if anybody were to hurt you, widow, if anybody were to hurt you, fatherless child, that God would come down from the throne and destroy them? Yes. God says in the Old Testament, in the Old Testament book, he said, I'll come down and I see about the fatherless. I come down and I see about the widow, because if anybody hurt them, if they should cry, if the fatherless should cry, if the widow should cry, then I will come down and I will make myself known to their oppressor that I am their father, that I am their husband, that I am their God, and do not touch my children. Hallelujah. So I come to tell you on tonight, and I'm not going to be before you long, that it's okay to cry, but you got to know who you are. You need to be able to tell your enemy, stir your enemy right in your face, don't make me cry. Because when I cry, God shows up, and he shows up mighty. So let me forewarn you. Let me serve you notice on tonight, devil. Let me serve you notice on tonight, witch. Let me serve you notice on tonight, warlock. Don't make me cry. Because the God that I serve, he holds all power in his hand. The God that I serve, he's the creator of the heavens, and he's the creator of the earth. The God that I serve ain't playing no games. As we read the text, I want to go into, you know, Psalm. Let's go to Psalm 34:17 right quick. Psalm 34:17. And the Bible says in Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry, and the Lord delivered them from all of their troubles. The Lord is not unto them that are of a broken heart, and save of such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemed the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Let's go to Psalms 56. Go to Psalms 56:9. Let's go. Amen. We just going to go to these scriptures right quick. This is the last one. 56:9 says, when I cry unto the Lord, my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Your vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? So I read two scriptures for you, where you have King David knowing and acknowledging that when he cried out to God, that he knows that God is for him. So I come to talk to you on tonight, and I'm about to end, to simply tell you that you ain't got to be scared of the formidable force that's coming up against you. You ain't got to be afraid of the formidable force that's trying to take you out. You just need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When I hear the Lord saying that the enemy you see today, you should see no more. I come to speak to you on tonight that it's okay to cry out. Cry out to your God. He loves to hear your cries. He loves to hear your voice. When you cry out to God and not afraid to cry out to him, you're letting him know, God, this one's for you. You're letting him know that it's not, you're not trying to do it in your own strength. But when you cry out to God, let me tell you also, because the enemy knows the power of a cry, he shakes and he shivers. Because he knows that when you cry, God is going to come through, and he's going to come through mighty. I come to encourage you on tonight and to let you know that you got the power to speak it and let that devil know, don't make me cry. I'm warning you. I've been trying to be nice about it. I've been trying to smile. I've been trying to hold it in. I've been trying not to let a tear roll down my eye. Because, see, that's the type of relationship I have with God. See, I got the type of relationship with God that if he even see in my spirit that a cry starts to come out, he stops what he's doing and he comes to see about me. You got to know that that your God ain't playing with nobody who's gonna hurt his child. See, you got to let your enemies know. See, I try to be nice to y'all. I try to be nice because, see, I try to show mercy because God tells me to forgive. I try to show mercy, and I try to be nice, and I try to look the other way because, see, I don't want God to tear you up. See, folks think you're weak when you don't respond, but you're doing them a favor. You don't want God to tear their tails up. See, folks think you're weak when you don't respond and don't come down to that level. But see, you know that the God you serve don't play when it comes to you. That all you got to do is cry. And if you cry, that's going to be the end of their tears. Don't you know, for those of you who are having issues on the job, you already know that all you cry, that's going to be the end of that job. Because that job is standing because you there. God still got that company running because of you. When you leave, that company is going to fold. Because that's the God is only keeping it up because of you. But you better let them know that you don't want to make me cry, because if I cry, it's coming down. You better let them know you don't want to mess with my family, because when I cry out for my sons and my daughters, when I cry out for my cousins, when I cry out for my family members, something happens. You better let them know that you don't want to play with my finances. You don't want to play with my affections. You don't want to play with my mind, because when I cry out to God, he comes and he comes to see about me. You need to let that devil know you don't want to mess with my health. Because with me, if I get sick and if I cry out to God, you're going to know that there's a God. You're going to know that God don't play when it comes to me. Man and woman of God, you got the power. Rise up and use your weapons. I come to encourage you on tonight to let you know that all you got to do is speak to that devil, because what he don't want you to do, he don't want you to cry. You may be going through something on tonight, but I want you to know that God can do it. Whatever you're going through, God can do it. If you're going through a sickness, he can heal your sickness. God can do it. If you're going through a financial crisis, a financial situation, I want you to know that God can do it. If your children are acting up, I want you to know that God can do it. If they're acting up on a job, if the devil messes with your money and things looking funny, I want you to know that God can do it. If the devil messes with your marriage, if he messes with your children, I want you to know that God can do it, and only God can do it. I want to tell you on tonight that it's okay. Just let the devil know. Look him square in the eye. That devil, it might be a sickness trying to come on your body. That devil, it may be an employer trying to oppress you. That devil, it may be something going on with your finances. But I want you to look at them demons, and I want you to look at those situations, and I want you to look at those mountains, and I want you to tell the mountains, don't make me cry. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Kevin, before we open up the mouth, I want them to know that only God can do it.
Amen, Dr. Henderson, amen.
Anything, God can do anything, but one more time. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Come on and pat your feet. 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 Cause only God can do it. Only God can do it. Only God can do it.
Powerful song. What a powerful song. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines as Dr. Henderson requested. We're going to go right down the list here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And our first caller, we're going to mention only your last four digits for your privacy. Our first caller is 0238. 0238, you're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Hello, Dr. Henderson.
Hey, God bless you.
God bless you, too. What a powerful word.
Amen. Praise God.
To know that when we're crying that he's hearing us and he knows and he's taking care of it.
That's right. It's already done.
Amen. Amen.
Ma'am, already done. Whatever's going on that job, he said it's already done. He said, I'm giving you a peace.
Praise the Lord.
All your understanding that should keep your heart and mind through and in Christ Jesus. So you
thank
be encouraged. You be encouraged. Amen. So he said,
amen.
Praise the Bible. Amen.
Right.
God bless you.
Okay.
Thanks for
being
here.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Dr. Henson. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, our next caller, one of the most powerful extensions on the planet, 4489, is live on the air, Dr. Henderson.
Hi, good evening, Dr. Henderson.
Good evening.
How are
bless
you?
Bless you,
bless you. Amen. I'm coming to you all. I'm a little tired this evening, but I want to say this, because I have a little small, young testimony. Yes, God delivers. He hears you when you cry.
Yes.
You know, from church, from the car to my door, God just gave, this was like walking faith.
Walking faith.
And I took my steps from the car to the door, just holding on to my husband's arm. Man, you know God is good. God is great.
God.
I didn't have no walker, no wheelchair,
praise
no rope.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only God can do it. Yes.
Only God can do it. And then today I was walking around, and I'm not putting pressure on the walker. I'm just walking.
Praise God.
This month I am walking. This is the month of my birthday. I'll never forget this day.
Yes.
I am walking. I'm walking in Jesus'
praise
name.
God. Praise God.
I'm excited, Dr. Henderson. I thank you all for your prayers. I thank God for my husband who stood with me through this whole process.
Yeah.
God allowed me to walk.
Praise God.
Yes.
And that's a miracle.
That's a miracle from a spine injury. That's a miracle.
Yes.
God is our healer. We got to trust in him. Even when it doesn't look right, we're going to have some tearful nights. Like you said, don't let us cry out.
Don't make me cry.
Don't make me cry now. So, you know, I just ask you all to continue to pray for me. And, you know, I would do likewise, but I had to tell this testimony that God is in our lives.
Amen. Okay. And God made you a promise, and the promise came to pass in the seventh month. My God.
Yes.
The seventh is faithful. And what we've been talking about for tonight, what's the name of the peace we come? You shall return.
nation. Look at that. God don't lie. He said the month of July you shall recover. My God.
Amen.
He said double recovery. Double recovery. Woo. Hallelujah. Double recovery.
Then I'm in my spirit.
Hallelujah.
I ain't going to just talk. I'm going to run. Amen. I thank God. But continue to pray for me, and I will do like
yes.
I am.
Yes. God bless you. God kept his promise. Praise him.
Yes, he did. Amen.
Yes, he did. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You know, God is so good and worthy to be praised. I mean, he's worthy to be praised.
Yes.
And we're just going to come and lift up the name of Jesus, because when we cry out, God hears our cry.
Yeah, he does.
God hears our cry when we cry out. So God is a good God and
yes.
an awesome God. We love the Lord. There's no question about that. We love him because, you know, the word says when you cry out to God, God will hear you. Don't think that he won't hear you. He's
right.
listening all the time. But you just got to
right.
cry out. You got to show him that you really want his help.
That's
you
right.
gotta show
That's
him
right.
you want his help. He's not going to give it to you voluntarily that you ask him to do it. He wants
That's
you
right.
to come and ask him. He can do it. He can fix anything. He can do anything. But he wants you to come and ask him. Just like you go to your parents and ask them, can you go to the store? Or is it okay to do this, okay to do that? God wants you to do the same thing to him. It's to ask.
Yes.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
I thank the Lord for this message tonight. It's a powerful message, and I pray that, you know, everyone is listening to this message. They don't listen to it today. I hope you listen to it tonight or tomorrow, whenever. Because this
yeah.
is a powerful message, and people need to hear. So when you cry out, that word
yeah.
cry, that word cry is such a powerful word. All
yeah.
by itself. It's only three letters.
Yeah.
Cry. You know
That's
what I mean? But it's so powerful. You know, when you cry, just like when you cry, people hear you when you cry, and God hears
yeah.
you. You know,
yeah.
like an infant baby start crying, his mother hears him when he cries or they cry.
That's right.
So crying is so important, and that's why God said, cry out to me. Cry out to
that's
me.
Right.
Let me know. Hey, amen. Let me know that praise God that you want me for so you need me for something. You
that's
know what
right.
I mean? So I just first giving honor to God tonight, and first in my life, you know, and it's just so powerful, you know, to know the people of God and to be surrounded by the people of God, because, you know, God is just worthy to be praised, and God want to do so much for his people. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I can't even begin to tell you how much God want to do for his people
mm-hmm.
if we just
mm-hmm.
and stay humble,
mm-hmm.
you know, stay humble. And ask God for what you want. You can't be high up on a horse thinking you're better than the next person, because there's
right.
nobody no better than nobody else. We
right.
all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Nobody is perfect. So we just have to, there we go again, cry out.
That's
you have
right.
to cry
right.
out.
He is.
Yeah,
no matter what you're going through,
cry out to him. Yeah, hello. Praise God.
That's
Praise
right.
God. Hallelujah. Well,
right.
I thank y'all for listening to us tonight. By God, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
My brother in Christ, Elder Vaughn, thank you so much for keeping us tuned in. And keep our voices on the radio. Thank you so much, my brother.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen. Y'all are legends. You and Lady Embrick, y'all are legends. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless y'all. Thanks for being faithful. We'll see you now. People faithful, faithful is good. Even when sometimes I know y'all don't feel like y'all been getting on the prayer line, y'all been coming on the radio show, y'all been faithful, and God don't heal your wife. Look at God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God rewards
faithfulness. Yes. Yes.
I want to encourage those who are listening, those who are going to play back, I want to encourage you to let you know that we got that God is still answering prayers. We got a testimony on the line that Lady Hembricks have been confined to a wheelchair. She has multiple surgery on her spine, all that shit, wasn't able to really walk. But God healed her. She's been walking this week. My God. Yes. God is a miracle working God. And so we give God praise and glory and honor. He loves his people. He cares for his people. And she is a miracle. She is a miracle. Hallelujah. And they have a prayer line for those of you who are listening. They have a prayer line every Wednesday night. They have a prayer line. And that you guys can come on the prayer line and get prayer. They have a powerful prayer ministry, and they have a powerful healing ministry. They have a powerful healing ministry. God didn't allow them to go through those afflictions. You know, both of them are miracles. Even Elder, he went through cancer. God healed his body. So they've got a powerful healing ministry, powerful prayer, and powerful healing ministry. So if you're dealing with anything in your body, you need to call the prayer line. What's the prayer line number, Elder? Do you have it on you?
Yes, they need to call the prayer line. 515-573-96293. Code number is 341-909-POUND.
Praise them. Give that number one more time.
515-739-6293. Code number 341-909-POUND.
Amen. Praise God. So those of you who are listening, those of you who want to tune in, those of you who want to play back, I want you guys to get on that prayer line. You may have family members that need prayer. You may be praying for a sickness to be healed. You may be praying to be healed from a sickness. You may be praying for a child. Call into the prayer line. And what time is it again, Elder?
515-739. 6293, code number 341-909-POUND.
And what time is the prayer line?
8 p.m.
sharp. 8 p.m. sharp. You guys come on because they start on time. Amen. Come on at 8 p.m. All right. God bless you, Elder. God bless you, Prophetess. Prophetess Lillian, God bless you. Thanks for calling in. And I thank God for your testimony. God bless you, Gavin.
Amen. Amen. Fantastic. Thank you so much. And we love the Hembricks, of course. And Dr. Henderson, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we give it back to you here. Thank God for that awesome message tonight. Thank you so much for that message.
God bless each and every one of you all for listening in. Those who I know who listened in, who didn't want to talk, we thank God for you. We thank God for all those who are going to play back. We thank God for all those who did speak. And I'm going to give you your night back. Amen. Praise God. We was able to hit it and quit it on tonight and get off on time. So to God be the glory. So I wanted to wish all of you all a very happy 4th of July, and I want you guys to relax, and I want you to be assured in your mind that God has already fought the battle, that the battle is already won, that you can relax, and that it's a done deal. Whatever you're going through, If you're going through anything financial, I want you to know that it's a done deal. You having issues in your marriage, I want you to know it's a done deal. You having issues with the children, I want you to know that it's a done deal. You having issues in your body, I want you to know that it's a done deal. You having issues on the job, I want you to be encouraged. And I want you to know that it's a done deal, that God got your back. Not only does he got your back, but he got your side. He got your front. He got you all around. Amen? So you be encouraged on tonight. And know this. Use your weapon. The most powerful weapon, really, too, is your tongue. He said death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they're to eat the fruit thereof. All you got to do is use your mouth and say, devil, don't make me cry. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. I'm about to go, but before I leave you with these three things. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, 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 always believe the word of the Lord. And I'll leave you with, the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
The master's purpose and his holy will.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you've been listening to Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're just excited about the Word of God that came forth. Hey, guess what? You can go back and listen to this over and over again. Go back to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. And look for the banner or the programming titled Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And you can actually download this as well, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have any problems, please give me a call, the moderator, Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We thank God for you. Have a great evening and a great rest of the week. And God bless you. Remember, Jesus is Lord.